When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Tackling Life Podcast with the great Ray Lewis and me, Dr. Christian Conti. It's a success podcast that tackles life through the lessons of sports. Ray, what's going on this beautiful
Monday? Doc, everything good on a beautiful Monday, man. I gotta get through this. I gotta go speak tonight at McCormick and Smith's now tonight. So just sitting around the house, man, getting some stuff done. What's up with you?
Hey, I was on a spinning bike today, and I beat what I did last time in terms of calories. So I don't know if the calories are effective, if they're counting them correctly or not, but here's the bottom line. On the same bike, I beat up the calories I did last time.
Yeah, Doc, don't worry about those calories. Don't worry about those calories.
But here's the thing. If I'm in competition with myself to be better than who I was yesterday, I'm telling you I'm winning, Ray.
That's all. Now, you know what? Now you just made me proud. Now, I'm serious.
Nice.
because that's, look, I always say this, right? When you get into numbers, right? I tell people all this all the time about working out. When you get into numbers, oh, I burned this many calories and I lost this much weight. I did this. You lose the essence of why you're doing it, right? You're doing it to feel good inside. You're good to be in control of your physical, right? With three-part beings, right? Mind, body, spirit. So you do it to feel good physically, right? Yeah. Looking good is just a product. It's going to come. It will come with that. But the feeling good part is everything. So that's what encourages me that you got on that bike and we starting to get that cardio in, man. That's good stuff.
Absolutely. And I love it because for our listeners, like we've had so many people write in and talk about how motivated they are by listening to this podcast. I have to tell all our listeners out there, I literally visualize Ray standing next to me and his statement, I'm in. Like I just say it again and again, and I just visualize him standing there and I just push it. So I was farther than I was last time. I'm telling you that. And yeah, it's a beautiful thing. So today I thought I'd open us up with a quote that is attributed to Eleanor Roosevelt. And I really want our audience to hear this quote. I want you to listen to this. Ready? Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. That's a great quote.
I know. And so it's so great. I want to spend time today because I want to break that quote down. I want to break all three of those quotes down, Doc. Right? Nice. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. And small minds discuss people. Now, if we went back and found the year that quote was actually written, that was many, many, many moons ago. True or false?
Right? True.
Now listen to this. Take the last one, and we're gonna come back to this. So I may not want to jump so quickly, but the last one says small minds discuss people. So how crazy is it that our world is built now off of social media and discussing people?
It's crazy, and you're absolutely right because that's what it's really about. You can't have your phone pop up without hearing articles about people. You can't have social media flying without people talking. We have set up a society for that third part. You know what? I'm good with working backwards on this quote. We have set up a society that allows us to just discuss people.
And think about this, everybody who's understanding this, the reason why the mind is so small and can never expand when all you do is discuss people. Because when you have the ability to use your brain, but think about this, Doc, but all you do is gossip and discuss other people and listen to the news and judge and worry and all of these things. Do you know what happens to the mind? The mind shuts down, Doc. It's proven. It's proven. I mean, I know for a fact you can give me scientific information from a psychology standpoint on what happens to the mind when you don't let it expand.
You're literally not expanding the part of your brain that is your frontal cortex, your thinking part of your brain. You're not expanding it when you focus on gossip, because what you're doing is you sit in a realm of an area that you already know. You've talked about this, Ray, time and time again. From the legend, you've said, if you really want to grow, you have to push yourself outside your comfort zone. But what does gossiping do? Gossip puts us right back in the comfort zone. Oh, I can't believe this. I can't believe that. Look at so-and-so. Look at so-and-so. We're so much bigger than that.
Listen to this. Listen how the scariest thing nowadays about this last quote about small minds discuss people is that nowadays, Doc, people don't even realize that they're in it.
Yep, I agree with that.
Because now we have, now texting is the new way to discuss anything.
Yep.
It's no more. Look, I challenge people to do this all the time, right? And you've heard me say this many a times, is that when you get up in the mornings, make sure the first thing you're not doing is grabbing for your cell phone. Because if you are, you're reading everybody else ask, everybody else wants, everybody else demands, everybody. So every time, and every time you do that, you shut off your brain. Your brain cannot adapt to nothing purposeful that you're supposed to get done that day because you're already behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
And that's why that quote is so relevant in today's time. I want you to think about something. I want you to go on social media sometimes, Doc, and I want you to pay, and I really want people to pay attention to this. I want you to pay attention to the people who has the most followers on social media. Now, watch this, Doc. The people who have the most followers on social media, not all of them, but majority of them are sending people down the wrong path.
Definitely.
Imagine that. Imagine that. That we're in the world now where people get up and discuss people and follow people who they know are delivering the wrong message.
And consciously they're doing it. Here's the thing. I want to jump on the statement you just gave everybody, which is people don't even realize that they're in it, because there was a great healer, Dr. Hugh Lin, and he talked about, he said, listen, I want to rise above judgment myself. So what I did is I set a goal for myself. I said, listen, if I can ever make it through an entire day without judging anyone, then I'm gonna give myself a hot fudge sundae. And guess what? He said, and this is a beautiful man, a beautiful healer, does wonderful things for the world, but he said, I still haven't eaten a hot fudge sundae, because he realizes that these thoughts come to everyone. So at least, at a minimum, if we could realize that we're doing it, then we can stop ourselves and say, no, I don't want to go down this path. I don't want to go down the path of being petty and living in the world of gossip. Because if we're not conscious of it, Ray, we're going to do it. That's because what you said is absolute truth.
Yeah, because it's there's a fact when me and you were texting each other back and forth today when we were talking about what we're going to be discussing, right? And what we're talking about discussing now is thinking bigger, like thinking outside of the box. Like take yourself, man. Like people, you know, you see people with all these frustrations and people are giving up so easily now, Doc. You know, suicides and just quitting school and all these different things, and marriages is out of control and nobody's honest anymore. And all of these things simply exist. Think about this. I want you to think about this, because people have stopped thinking bigger.
Mm.
Even people who have a bunch of money, you know why majority of them are miserable? Because once their money has bought them all of the things that they can buy, they realize one thing: I never invested in myself.
That's so true. I want to come back to the statement about, like, even relationships, because as you just said, with marriages, thinking bigger, this is practical advice. So if you're listening and you're in a relationship right now, I'm about to give you practical advice. When you first started dating the person you're with right now, you no doubt thought big. You thought big ideas. How can I make this? Like, this is what I want to do. These are my dreams. These are my hopes. These are my aspirations. But then as you become involved with someone over time, your life becomes involved with the everyday minutiae of life. And so you forget to think bigger with your partner. But when you can truly step back and think bigger, my wife and I, we've been married 17 years, we've been together 19, we make it an effort to think bigger. Because what you just said, Ray, is absolute truth. When you get yourself, when you start thinking small, that's where you're headed.
Doc, and you're headed there because you are attracted to all of the negativity, all of the gossip, all of the new news feed, whatever the newest news feeds are, you're on it. Did you hear about this? Did you hear about so-and-so divorce? Did you hear about, and you say, no, I ain't heard about it. Let me Google it. Let me Google it. No, you got to think about, you know, I tell people this all the time, right? Sooner or later, you're going to have to fight for your own peace, because the world is not going to give it to you. People, and I'm going to say this because I'm bold enough to say it. Successful people, they're not going to give you your peace.
Yep.
Successful people are going to sell you what they want to sell you so that they can live in their big houses, so they can fly in their private jets, so they can live like they want to live. It's something really interesting, right? The creator of Apple is who? What's his name?
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs. You remember something Steve Jobs said, and I want people to understand this. Steve Jobs created this whole thing of Apple, right? And everybody is using Apple, and everybody is on their phones, and and Steve Jobs himself said his kids and his family don't use his products. Imagine that. Imagine the mind that created all of this access, but then told his family, I know what I'm creating, so I don't want you guys to get caught up in it because it's a lot of bad to it.
Now, Right?
Think about that, Doc. Because that's factual. That you can go in facts and listen to read and go back and listen to Steve Jobs tell his kids that his kids will not use his products.
Wow. Like,
wow.
Definitely step back right now, because that's huge. That's
the world.
I love this statement. Well, this is one of those echo moments. You give them every single week, every single episode. But sooner or later, you just said, I'm quoting you, sooner or later, you're going to have to fight for your own peace. Look, I remember the disappointment I felt when I first realized that doctors didn't have all the answers. And I was getting my own PhD, and I was friends with some people who were getting their MDs. And they were telling me, like, man, I'm lost. Like, literally, when someone comes in, I just walk out of the room. I act like I have to think about something or I have other patients. But the truth is, I'm Googling it. I'm Googling what they said, and I'm trying to figure out what to do here. And I'm trying to rely on what some of the drug reps told me to say. And so I was blown away. I thought, hold on a second. I thought doctors had all the answers. This is 20 years ago for me, but still, I thought, wow. So to understand, we are in control of our own destiny, whether we're going to accept that or we're going to pretend like that's not true. The truth is, we're in control of our own destiny.
We're in full control of our own destiny. And that's why since we're going bottom up, that's why the next thing you got to understand, that's why average minds discuss events.
I love it.
I tell you. So many people come to me and tell me about all of these events. Man, I want to throw this event with you. I got this idea. I got this thing set up for you. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, I'm like, really? Well, if it's that genius, then why isn't it on the stock market? Like, why isn't somebody like jumping at it to make sure it works, right? Because when you think about, you know, when average minds, they think about things from a conceptual thought process, right? They have this concept and they're like, okay, wow, this is it. But guess what they never do? They never write it down. They never go get nobody smarter than them to make sure they vet through it, right? They never write down not only the pros and cons, but sometimes people always write. When you write ideas, I mean, when you think about events and you think about all the things, only thing they write down is all of the good about it. But if you really want to be an effective person, I did this in my career a lot of times, is that I never looked at the good that I did, Doc. I always went back and studied the bad.
Yes.
Right? Because that's the way you sharpen yourself. It goes back to fighting for your peace. The only way you sharpen yourself is you have to go backwards and look at your mistakes, right? And you have to judge yourself, right? The good book says judge not, right? It says judge not. But if you want to sharpen your own sword, you have to go back and look at what sharpens you. And that's why we're in a place in our country right now where people are so confused, because it's not about sharpening each other anymore. It's about what I can look at somebody else and dull their situation.
It's unbelievable. Look, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to tell everybody something you told me once years ago when we first met that has come to fruition to this day. So stick around. We'll be right back after this.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, we're back, and listen, we're talking about Eleanor Roosevelt's quote, great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, small minds discuss people. We start off talking about small minds discussing people. We're just touching on average minds discuss events, and I want to tell you all something Ray told me years ago, and that was we were sitting there, we were filming our show Coaching Bad on Spike Network, and you said, listen, you and I, we're about to start a movement. And I will never forget the way those words echoed through me, because it was a movement. This wasn't an event. This wasn't, we're going to do one thing here. Your vision from the beginning of when we met was, this is about to be a movement. And that, to me, has echoed true through all these years.
Movement takes not only preparation, it takes dedication. Mm. It takes you to be devoted to every day finding out what loopholes are found in what I'm trying to create. That's why when me and you first sat down, Doc, that's why I knew it would be magical. Because I started to listen to what you were speaking about scientifically from a psychology standpoint. And I'm saying to myself, if me and him ever sat down together, and that's why I said, before we try to do anything, let's sit down to make sure we understand each other. So that's why every time we sat down, we started to understand each other. Now, if you remember when we first started, we changed those ideas 3 or 4 times, right? Yep. So that's what I want people to know. The first time me and you sat down, we didn't come up and say, hey, let's do a podcast. Hey, right. No, we didn't come up with none of that. Right. We said, let's figure out what it is. Let's figure out what it looks like. That's what we agreed to. And it took some work to figure that out. And that's why, look, let's transition to this next side, because this next side is why we wanted this podcast to be impactful today. And that is about thinking bigger.
Yes.
Thinking bigger. It's about great minds discuss ideas. But the good book says don't only discuss them. It said write the vision and make it plain. It says, pull your whiteboards out and write these visions and make sure you are meditating on them day and night. Doc, if we don't get back to thinking bigger, if we don't think outside of our box, if we don't change the routes on the way to work and the way from work, Doc, we will stay on cruise control the rest of our lives.
It's you. Listen, this gets me so excited and so fired up. Look, the Komodo dragon, here's how the Komodo dragon gets its prey. The Komodo dragon will bite its prey, and its mouth is so filled with bacteria that its prey gets infected and then eventually dies. And that's how the Komodo dragon gets to its prey. But listen to this. Just recently, they have discovered that the Komodo dragon, by harnessing the bacteria in the Komodo dragon's mouth, they can come up with healing things that heal people in a way that they have never seen before. So out of the depths of something that was in just all hurtful or killing or the depth of how something can be harmful, they have found something bigger, and they found a better healing, and they found it by thinking bigger. And this is that whole concept. When you start thinking bigger, you'll see healing, you'll see love, you'll see answers even in the darkest places.
Because when you start thinking bigger, Doc, you don't have that much space for thinking small no more. Right. And then let me really help you out. When you really start thinking bigger, you don't have space for people who think smaller anymore either.
I agree with that. Doc, I agree with that so much.
You don't have time for it. Like, and that's when you start to grow, and that's when you start to mature, to when you realize, man, I don't have time to be around certain people. I don't have time to stay in a relationship that I'm not happy in. I don't have time to stay in a marriage that I'm being abused in. I don't have time to be a parent, but my children ain't listening to what I'm saying. Either it's my way or the highway. It's simple.
Listen, when people start talking about other people around me, I always say this. Look, from a psychology perspective, we always say there's a difference between content and process. Content are the words people say. Process is how they say it. When we talk about gossip, we're talking about content. People want to just say content, content, content. But the process is they're feeling insecure. They're feeling like they don't really know what to talk about. So for me, I'm never going to feed that content. Because if you start feeding content, you'll go back and forth all day long. Instead, I reflect process. If somebody comes at me and tries to talk and is gossipy, I just look at them like, okay, like just so it sounds like you're really frustrated. Really, that's all what it is. Because when you reflect process, you're in control. You're not going to be controlled like a puppet by people who just want you to gossip because they feel insecure.
Doc, when people – remember, we're talking about thinking bigger. The challenge, remember, every week I'm always given a challenge. The challenge is think outside of your comfort zone. Think outside of the normal. Think outside every day, ins and outs. You got to think outside of it, Doc, because if you're not thinking outside of it, you're a part of it.
Yep.
And that's the harsh facts of our life. It's either you're helping fix the solution, or you're part of the problem.
Listen, I'm going to jump out of my seat on this one, because if you're not aware that you're not able to step back and do this, shadow projections. Shadow projections are when you don't like something about yourself, you see it in someone else. What you just said is so profound, because if you're not able to step back and realize that you're feeding into the very gossip and things that you would say are petty and that you hate, then you're a part of it. You're a part of the problem, not a part of the solution. That's why we're saying think bigger. Think bigger.
I'm gonna show you how big I'm gonna challenge people to think, right? And I'm telling you, before they get back to our podcast, write into us, whatever you got to do. But the new challenge to think bigger is, I want you to record, everybody, to record in a 24-hour day what changes your mentality. I'm talking about from your phone, from the television, from the radio, from people, from the news, from all of these outlets. I want you to write down in a 24-hour period what changes your thought process? I'm going to scare you, Doc, with this next answer. Every one of those answers will never come back to you. That's the scary part of life. That's why I said earlier, if you don't fight for your peace, the world is not going to give it to you. Misery loves company. You understand me? And let me tell you something about successful people. Let me tell you something about people who have made their mind up. When great minds discuss ideas, they put smart people around them, Doc. They make sure that when they walk in the room, they're not the smartest person in that room. They make sure that when they go to bed at night, that they have some type of mentor or somebodies that can give them some word of advice that they may have heard before, but it may come in a different form.
Listen, the only way to get to the spot that you just talked about, with great minds putting smart people around them, is for people to be secure enough to understand you don't have to have all the answers. I think when we're young, we're so afraid of not knowing. We're so scared of not knowing that we're not able to really fully participate in life. But when we understand, not only do we not have all the answers, but we're not supposed to have all the answers. We're stronger together. I need people to teach me every day. I want to learn every day. I don't want to be the only one with the answer. That's ridiculous. You'll never grow in that mentality.
You would never grow in that mentality. And the biggest thing, and just to back everything you're saying, is because when you have that mentality, then you're pretty much controlled like a puppet. Yep. Right? People can pull your strings anytime they get ready. People can say something about you, you respond. The news can report something, you respond. Somebody can tweet about you, you respond. It's like these people are playing you like puppets. But if you ever take back who you are, remember, today is about thinking bigger, thinking outside of the box. No more small thinking. That's you know why majority of us in this world, and that's why I always go back to social media, as beautiful as it is if you use it right, because you can share so much good stuff if you use it right. But you know what most of the people like to dwell at? They like to dwell in the drama.
Yep.
They like to dwell in the they like to dwell where they're comfortable at. And you know, most of the times why people are most comfortable dealing in those areas, because they look at that situation, and if that situation is worse than theirs, then they never have to come back to their own situation.
That's 100% truth. If I'm focusing on someone else, I don't have to focus on me. I have said this to young people who are being bullied for years. The only reason why a bully wants to bully you is because, look, if they can take the attention off of themselves, then now they feel okay. That is 100% true. That's what bullies do. Look, if you really want to make changes, and that's why I love your challenge, record what changes your mentality. If you really want to make changes in your life, and this is the reason why any of our listeners out there who are listening to Tackling Life, listen, we know you're out there because you want to make changes. But here's the key. If you want to make changes, start focusing on the bigger picture. Start focusing on yourself, not everybody else or what other people can do, but focus on yourself. Look, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to give you some practical advice on how to really think bigger. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. All right, we're back, and we are talking about Eleanor Roosevelt's quote, "Great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, small minds discuss people." And we right before the break, we said, look, we're going to give you an idea of how to break out of even depression. Let me tell you something that we have found to be true, right? I've been a therapist for 20 years, and here's what we've found. And there's empirical evidence to support this. When people are struggling with depression, the focus is inward. It's on themselves and what they they don't have. Now, listen, I'm not saying, and I absolutely know that it's also chemical. There are some significant brain things that occur when you're struggling with depression. But when we talk about the therapeutic aspect, we say this. We have found time and again that when someone is struggling with depression, if we're able to get that person out and focus on other people, that depression is lessened. So I'm not saying it's an end-all, be-all, it's going to cure everything. But what I am saying is this. We find a statistically significant improvement in people struggling with depression when they're able to focus on others, on helping others, on doing things for others. And that's a really important thing about a big idea.
Doc, when you think bigger, listen, everything that you just said, that's why I said, write down the things that changes you. Because one of the things...
You know what's funny? You know who's like that? TMZ. Mm. I want you to think about something, right? Like, and I've been on there, right? Think about this. They follow and capture everybody else's life. Yeah. But they never show their own. How amazing is you made a very successful company, right? And all you do is follow and report. And listen to this, because this is one of the key things. I don't know if a lot of it is factual. Right. It's just who's first. Bro, listen, I'm telling you, it's so true. So me and Ray Allen was together one night, and we was in L.A., and we had walked up to this spot, and the lady, the VIP lady, was trying to get us through the back, you know, because the things was really crowded up front. And, man, they this guy was outside. I guess he worked for TMZ. He was outside, and he posted this thing saying, oh, Ray Allen and Ray Lewis was denied access. They could not get in. And this became a story. It became a story, Doc. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, how can you report something that's so false? But if you think about the concept of everything we're talking about, right, is that why you got to pay attention to the things that people are doing, because if you don't, Doc, people will have you believing that they're right.
Yep.
And they're not. And that's why I think this whole thing about understanding who you are and thinking bigger, the moment you start to think bigger is the moment you start to let anything that anybody else says bounce off you like freaking a balloon will bounce off you. Yeah.
It's huge. And that's, I'm so glad you just told that story, because it just highlights how the media can just pick up and run with something and people actually believe it. People actually tune in and say, oh my goodness, I can't believe they got denied or whatever. And they'll just run with it in their minds when it's just absolutely not true, which is why, and you've brought up this point before, it's not about who's true, it's about who's first. Whoever can say it first, it has nothing to do with truth. And it's,
I live majority of my life since my early 20s of people only judging me purely by what the media said. Mm. Not knowing me, not living with me, not ever going through it, not ever even understanding what my foundation is, who I am as a person, 100% what the media says. Now, this is a secret. If nobody don't know the secret about the media, about all of these negative influences, about all of these powers now that's been created, every one of them is ran by another human being. Mm. Mm. And that's who you're asking to be right. Yeah. That's asking to be fair. That's who you're asking to not judge you. I had to turn the TV off last night, honest God and truth, because I went down 10 stations, and every station was something negative. Mm. Every station, Doc. And I'm saying, listen to how we're now programming our kids. Listen to how we're programming our future. We are desensitized to pain. We don't know what pain feels like unless it directly affects us. Yeah. That's why thinking bigger, it's hard now. That's why what we're telling people, we're not saying it's easy. That's why I told you earlier, you have to fight for your peace. Because if you don't fight for it, this world will keep you engaged in it. Why do you think they can drop a newspaper off on your doorstep and make sure you read it? They want to deliver it to you so you don't come up with your own thoughts.
So that you exactly so that you don't go inward. Look, when I created my theory, yield theory, 20 years ago, it has been, and I spent my career doing this. It's not just about meeting people where they are. It's not just about walking a metaphorical mile in people's shoes. But the foundation of my theory has been, if I could really live every day as another human being with their cognitive abilities, with their affective range, with their life experiences, I really believe I would see the world totally differently. And to be able to think bigger, to be able to look inside people's worlds and realize that people are going through so much, to realize that we're not always getting accurate information. Look, I laughed. I told you about this a while back, but I met a guy who told me he was from your area, and he thought he looked a lot more like you than I did. But he's like, I felt like, he said, so when I was younger, I actually used to tell everybody that I was Ray Lewis. Now listen, this man would go out and do things and have people believe that it was Ray Lewis doing these things when it wasn't you. And people bought it, and people actually bought it. And so now people had an entire perception of you that was based off another human being that was acting like you, posing like you. Like, this just drives me crazy. And if you don't step back and think, you're misled by this stuff. You're actually believing something that's not even close to reality.
Yeah, because you're believing it, because that's why we have all these fake sites. Doc, when I looked up how many fake Ray Lewis Instagrams and fake Ray Lewis, Doc, the fakeness of people to want to be something that they're not, right? I said this many times before, man. You can tell who a person really is by the people that's following them. That's why one of the greatest and the greatest healer ever to walk this earth. That's why so many people call his name. Because of what his message was. And I remember you telling me that story about this guy using my name. And I remember, man, these people called me at one time about these people using my name in a bank situation and in a money situation. And I'm like, really? And it still boiled back down to me thinking bigger. Me saying, okay, I can do a lot of things, but you know what? I don't have enough energy to deal with that. So I'm going to pass that along to the people that need to handle that. And I'm going to keep on moving. Right. And look, I know we're coming to an end to wrap this up, but I want people to challenge themselves this week. For the next 2 weeks, the next 30 days, take your pen and pad out and do yourself a favor. Once again, write down the things that bring you out of character. Write down the things that depress you. And if you're bold enough, do something that I was not bold enough to do when I was younger. If you know the wrong people around you, if you know you're in the wrong situation, if you know there's something that you need to change, make sure you change it before God has to change it. Mm. Because if God has to change it, you won't like the end result.
Yeah. I love it. Ray, listen, my wife always says this about you. She says, you know, Ray, she says God really gave Ray a lot of strength because he had to give him this physical strength to deal with the things that he dealt with. Because I remember when I told her about that guy just posing as you, she said, you know what, that's why he's so physically strong, because he's just given those gifts because he knew he was going to have a huge burden to bear in this life. And it's true. I love it. I love your challenges. The one thing that I want to just highlight as we wind down is your statement that sooner or later, you're going to have to fight for your own peace. I believe that with my heart and soul, Ray. I love that statement. That's this gold right there. Sooner or later, you're going to have to fight for your own peace. I believe that with all of me. So, yeah, I appreciate you. I appreciate thinking bigger. And that's why we're doing this every week.
Doc, listen, this is not only why we do it. We do it for one reason. Because somebody's life who's really going to try it, right? I think that's the one thing I learned about my career, that I listened to everybody complain, and then I started to try things myself. And the moment I started to triumph, I started to validate that nobody controls my destiny but me. Mm. And to everybody that's listening today, you can take control back of your destiny all over again. But it's up to you to fight for it. Nobody else is going to fight for it. And it ain't found in money. It ain't found in cars, houses. It's found in peace. Mm. It's found in when you wake up in the morning, make sure that you can recognize that joy exists in every morning. Because joy is found in every morning. But a lot of people can't see it, Doc, because they're so distracted. Think bigger. Thank you guys for logging in. Thank you guys for sending all your questions. It's just so amazing. Doc, it's always good to be on with you again, brother. Love you. Be good. And happy early birthday to Kaya.
Oh, man. I'm so excited. Thank you. I love you, too. And I'm
my mother's birthday was yesterday. So.
Oh, man. Happy birthday to your mom. This is a good month, May.
A big month. May is a big month. May is a big month.
You and my wife share the same birth date or day. But yeah, that's huge. And I'm excited because my daughter's birthday is this week, and we really celebrate that. It's huge for us. But listen, thank you to all you listeners out there. We really appreciate you. Like Ray said, sooner or later, you're going to have to fight for your own peace. So I hope you fight for it. Thank you for downloading the Tackling Life podcast. For more Tackling Life content, go to tacklinglifepodcast.com. You'll find links to our pages on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and other podcast sites where you can subscribe and get to all new episodes automatically downloaded every week. Look, starting May 8th, you're going to hear the first part of the episode where Ray and I went into Greaterford and sat down with the guys convicted of the life sentences. So it's going to be so powerful. May 8th, stay tuned. Look, when you visit Tackling Life website, you'll find links to our Facebook and Twitter pages, and you can give us feedback, questions, ideas, and suggestions. You can also call us at 646-762-4432. We might play your message on the show. That's 646-762-4432. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend. Until next time, for the legend, Ray Lewis, I'm Dr. Christian Conti.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.